Less than 24 hours, there have been two mass shootings in the United States. The first was in El Paso, Texas, where police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen says investigators are working to confirm whether a racist, anti-immigrant screed posted online shortly before the shooting was written by the suspect.
We have to attribute that manifesto directly to him.
The U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, John Bash, says the shooting is being treated as a domestic terrorist case.
This meets it. It appears to be designed to intimidate a civilian population, to say the least.
El Paso District Attorney Jaime Esparza says the suspect also will face a state charge of capital murder.
Though he is eligible for the death penalty, we will seek the death penalty.
I'm Mike Hempen.
In Dayton, Ohio, 9 people were killed and dozens more injured in a shooting in a popular nightclub district. Ohio Senator Rob Portman, a Republican, says he witnessed the cleanup efforts in the Oregon district some hours after the shooting ended.
These were EMS personnel who were having to clean the blood off the sidewalk from the tragedy of last night. Shocking, unspeakable, tragic.
Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown said the event presents an opportunity to move forward on gun control legislation.
The House Representatives has passed a bill to do background checks, overwhelmingly bipartisanly. I've called on Senator McConnell to bring the Senate back into session. We can pass that in one afternoon, background checks. The President of the United States could sign it that day.
U.S. President Donald Trump has pledged the total support of the federal government. The FBI is assisting in the case. This is VOA News. In the Philippines, 3 ferry boats capsized in rough seas, killing at least 25 people. 6 others are missing. 55 of the passengers and crew were